Hello, welcome to the McGuire Ford Lincoln Mercury dealership in Ithaca, New York. We're one of Ford's 13,000 dealerships in over 137 different locations. As you can see, Ford has a lot of different vehicles to offer. They've got a couple nice ones here. We've got a Ford Focus SE, and then we also, next to it, we have a Ford Focus ZX5. They look very similar in the front. They look very similar, but they're made in two different countries. Ford Motor Company is the world's second largest auto company based on production, sales, and revenues. It's also over 100 years old and put America on wheels with a Model T. The Model T was the epitome of mass production and was the first in the industry to use the moving assembly line. The Ford Model T sold 15,007,003 and is still the number one selling American nameplate of all time. Ford sells a lot of cars. They've sold over 300 million cars in their 100-year history. They've been making cars, they've been making trucks. They're the number one maker of sport utility vehicles and pickup trucks in the world. Their biggest seller by far is the Ford F-Series pickup trucks. It's the number one selling vehicle in the United States. They also sell the number one selling sport utility vehicle in the United States, the Ford Explorer. And if you look down the row over here, you can see where Ford makes a lot of their money. We've got Lincoln Navigators here that have been a very big boom for getting younger people into the Lincoln nameplate and to help get more younger people to buy the Ford products. You have Mercury's. Mercury's a little nicer step up for the interiors and what they have to offer, the Mercury Mountaineers. And then there's the bread and butter for the Ford Motor Company. They've got the Ford Explorer and then the Ford Expeditions. These sport utility vehicles have been a real big boom for Ford's profitability. The other thing they've been working on is trying to make this year the year of the car. So they've been doing a lot more work in terms of bringing out some new product. They've got some that's coming out soon, and they have some other ones that are very, very popular. Worldwide, one of the more popular vehicles Ford has are right over here. You got the Ford Focus. It's one of Car and Driver's 10 best 5 years in a row. Looking at these cars, they're quite similar. It's difficult to tell them apart from the front. This one here is made in Mexico, whereas the SEs are made in Wayne Integrated Stamping and Assembly in Detroit, Michigan. And the way I can tell that is by looking at the VIN number on there. It should start with either a 1, a 4, or a 6 if it was made in the U.S. And looking at this one here, this one was a 1, so it was made in the U.S. Over here on this ZX5, these are made in Mexico. And the way I can tell that is just by looking at the VIN number here, because it's got a 3. So the 3s, all of the vehicle identification numbers that start with a 3 are made in Mexico. The other way you can tell where some of these cars are made is by looking at the sticker. So a lot of people get sticker shock when they look at the price of some of these vehicles. But the other thing you can see is where they were assembled. And this one was made in Mexico. And it also says where the engines and where the transmissions are made, which are some of the important details people are interested in knowing. One of the other big differences between these two cars, the easiest way to tell, is just to look at the back of them. All of the hatchbacks are made in Mexico, and all of the sedans are made in the United States. But good news for people who like to buy the American products, starting very soon in the next 2 or 3 years, all of these will be moving to the United States, and instead of being made in Mexico, it's coming back to the Wayne Integrated Stamping and Assembly to make room for a different vehicle in Mexico. Ford sells not only Fords and owns only Ford, they also sell some other car companies I'm sure you've heard of. You've got Lincoln, Mercury, and this Lincoln LS right here was built off a Jaguar platform. So Ford not only owns the Ford Lincoln Mercury, they own Jaguar, Land Rover, James Bond's cars, the Aston Martins they own, Land Rover you've probably heard of. So Ford has put a lot of emphasis on trying to be more of a global company, and they've moved very heavily into luxury. Luxury car sales in the U.S. have been picking up a great deal. You're seeing a lot more of them. And if you combine all of the different nameplates Ford sells, they're certainly one of the largest luxury car companies in the world. One of the new Fords they have is what I would call super luxury. They got a hot Ford GT, which costs about $130,000. So it's got all of the speed and power you could ever want.